And my version of badass Asian dudes is just like picturing somebody who's like super independent, able to do what he wants on his own terms.
Are you willing to, you know, like live by your own set of rules? Are you willing to, you know, like break out of societal customs?
And I was doing so many things to impress so many other people. And all the way to the point where, you know, I started my own company. I started three companies.
I believe that we're all massively creative people. You may not be creative in the way that I'm creative, or like you're not going to articulate and communicate in the way that I will, and I don't expect you to.
When I was growing up, I was the definition of the nerdy, shy, introverted Asian kid with two tiger parents who didn't even give me a choice. I just had to be a doctor.
My parents came to America with no money, so I didn't get, you know, this idea of emotional intelligence. They don't know what that is. Like, it was survival mode.
When you see someone else that looks like you, or represents you being emotionally intelligent or training their mental fitness, when you see that, all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, maybe I can do that too.
What's up, badass Asian dudes? This is Victor Ng again. I am excited for another episode of the Badass Asian Dudes podcast. Today we have on as a guest B. Kim. He is a singer, songwriter, music producer, and dancer who grew up in the Northern Virginia area. Growing up in music has always been a part of his life, and it all started with old school R&B music introduced by older friends, as well as K-pop. Both of these factors are key initial influences on why B. Kim is who he is now. It wasn't until the first day of his first 9-to-5 job that he realized music was more than the silly song covers and troll dance videos he posted. While taking it more seriously, that's when he learned how to produce, mix, and create full songs. He has also performed live in Virginia, Washington, D.C., New York City, and more, both musically and with his dance team. He is now living in New York City and finding more inspiration and making more moves to eventually make music his ultimate career. We talked a lot about his upbringing and getting into a creative industry as a singer-songwriter and dancer, as an Asian American man, and he definitely dropped some really good nuggets of wisdom here. So I'm excited to get into this episode with B. Kim. Before we do so, though, a quick update on the Badass Asian Dudes and what we're up to. We have been hosting monthly men's group for the self-identifying Asian men here. This is a donation-based online virtual group where we get together to talk about things that we rarely get to talk about. I am a certified life coach and have learned a lot of the practices and ways to create, just facilitate deep conversations, especially in a group setting. And it was such a beautiful, fulfilling space last year to hold, especially during the pandemic. So I'm excited to get these back up and running. We're going to be hosting them on Discord instead of Zoom this time. So check out the links in the description or in the show notes to join the Discord server, or just go to bit.ly/monthlyfam. That's bit.ly/monthlyfam, F-A-M. They're happening every first Thursday of the month. So this next one will be coming up on April 7th. With that, I'll let you get into this episode with B. Kim. Stick around to the end of the episode where I'll share more about what we're up to with this brotherhood.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Badass Asian Dudes. I'm Michael Wu, one of the moderators and hosts of this podcast, along here with my co-host, Victor Ng, and also fellow moderator. Today, we're excited to have on B. Kim, or Brian, who is an Asian American singer, songwriter based in Northern Virginia. Brian, do you want to introduce yourself a bit?
Yeah, sure. So my artist name, I go by B. Kim, but of course it stands for Brian Kim. Pretty creative, I guess. But from Northern Virginia, grew up, born and raised in Northern Virginia. Lived in a typical Asian household, you know, and grew up with typical Asian parents too. Graduated in James Madison University, which is also in Virginia. around 4 or 5 years ago. And this is just a quick overview. And then since then, I've pursued music. It was actually like after college where I decided to. Not full time, but is I'm hoping later. But yeah, that's just a quick overview. I can go more in details after. I don't know if you guys had something else to say in the beginning.
Well, we'll see how this conversation goes.
Okay, cool.
What did you say you majored in?
In college, I was a computer information systems major, so like business IT. You know, that's where all the money was at, or to get jobs, you know. And yeah, eventually I got a job with that major after college. And literally after like the first couple of days of my 9-to-5 job, that's when I was like, you know, I can't do this. That's where music came in. I've always done music majority of my life. It was just fun. I dance. So it was always a part of me. So it was at that point where I'm just like, you know what, let's try this music thing out. So outside of my 9-to-5, I would make music and all that. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Awesome. So given that you are on the Badass Asian Dudes podcast, there's one question we like to ask all our guests. When we say the word badass, what does that evoke for you? What does that mean for you?
Initially, I would think just like a tough guy, you know? But I guess in a more deeper sense, when it's a badass Asian dude, I would say a guy who's confident in what he's doing, and he's pursuing after his passion, you know? There's people like for an example, like working a 9-to-5, no, someone might hate it, but they can do that their whole life, but still hate their lives and not be happy. But someone who's actually pursuing what they want to do, it could be a 9-to-5 too, they can like it. But as long as they're pursuing what they're doing, confident in what they're doing and growing from that, I think that makes an Asian guy at least pretty badass.
Yeah. And it's clear that you're definitely pursuing your passion now. So,
Yeah. What I heard was just someone who is like confident in just being able to know what they want and be able to pursue that to you know, push through the all the forms of resistance, whether that be like external or internal, mm-hmm. you know, and really just like live that out. Was that something like, as it's cool to have you on this podcast, by the way, and be able to, you know, talk to other artists here, is something that that, again, you know, as a generalization, we don't have enough of in the Asian community. So yeah. It's always cool to talk through that. I'm curious, like, you know, as you mentioned, what that definition is for you, how did that kind of show up for you in your life? Like, how did you navigate that and becoming your own version of being a badass?
You know, I would say confidence was still working on it, but it was a huge characteristic of myself that I lacked. You know, ever since I was little, I was always a shy guy, very quiet, and that's where like later music would come in. That's where I would express myself more. But because I was, you know, grown up with very just lack of confidence and very minimal social skills, like doing this right now, I would have never thought I would have done, or talking to you guys, I would have never thought I would have done this when I was like, what, 10 years ago, even just 10 years ago. But yeah, so I would say confidence, a lot of it came initially from dance, because I started out dancing, hip hop, break dancing, popping, K-pop, all that. That's like what, maybe going into middle school. And that's where I found out like with myself that I'd love to just do that. Cause I was very bad at talking, very bad at just talking to people. And so I'm like, that's one way to express myself, to make myself look cool. You know, this will attract people. Later on, dance has been part of me my whole life, since middle school to college and even now. But as time went on, I've learned to like I learned to listen to more music while dancing. And I would say what got me into music was listening to R&B. That was more specifically Boyz II Men, if you guys know them. They're the ones that literally just got me into music. I'm like, wow, I want to sing like them. I love this vibe. I love this like just soothing feeling and being able to just sing really well. So that's where it kind of popped off around middle to high school. I'll do like random covers, just fun covers with my friends. I'm still dancing. I'm performing with my during like shows in school. So that's where my confidence will grow from there. And then that's where the music comes in, performing. But yeah, that's just like long story short, within my high school career and then even college, I would join a dance team. I would have never thought I would join a dance team. So I joined a dance team in my college years. And I'm still, so that's where like dance was a lot of for me. Like music was there. It wasn't much. I still perform here and there just for fun. And dance was definitely I would say dance is something that really helped me to be more confident, express myself, and being able to perform and entertain people is just something that like I enjoy. So that helped me to become that badass guy, I guess.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think it's a continuous developmental process.
Of course.
You are just continuously developing yourself into a more confident, mm-hmm. capable person. Yeah, and we had a Alan Z, a rap artist, on one of our mm-hmm. earlier episodes. So it's like great to get a lot of, like more diversity and people who are doing different things on this show. You said you grew up in like a typical Asian household. Like how did your family influence, like were they like pretty supportive of your like your journey into like your hobbies and your like dancing?
Not at all.
Not at all.
So before I got my 9-to-5, I would get into a lot of arguments with my parents talking about like what I'm doing. They would ask me like, why are you doing this? Why you should be studying? You should be looking for jobs. You should be doing this and that to find your career. But I'm like, I want to dance. I want to perform here and there. What if, like, I gave them scenarios, like, what if I did pursue this like all the way? And they'd be like, why would you think like that and all that? So they were technically, in a way, they weren't really directly supportive, but they were supportive in a way that it was just my hobby. Like, yeah, try it out, do it. But they were never supportive, like, all right, I'll let you fully go through this route. They're never like that. So in a way, not really. Now they're a little bit all right about it because I'm making money with my 9-to-5. So yeah, short answer, not really. It was just like, hey, find that job, be successful in that road, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a situation a lot of Asian people, like growing up in Asian households, can relate to.
Mm-hmm. You said that you are in your 9-to-5 then still, or you're?
Yeah, I'm still in my 9-to-5 right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not making enough money in music to support myself yet. Eventually,
so it sounds like totally, and that's something. Yeah, it's honestly there's. I mean, there's many ways to approach it, right? You could either jump off the cliff and really like try to figure out how to swim, or you could, you know, like take it slow and make sure mm-hmm. you can build yourself up from a stable place and not have to flounder. So it sounds like being able to have that as a way for your family to feel confident in what you're doing and just let you do your own thing. But is that a long-term goal though for you to be able to leave that and start doing music full time?
So yeah, that is definitely a goal. So another thing that I'm about to do actually is move to New York next month. So I realized like while I'm here, where I've grown up in Virginia, I'm very comfortable, you know, with the 9-to-5 job. So I could literally just live here and be comfortable the rest of my life. But that's when I realized like, that's not going to help me to grow in what I want to do with music. So I'm actually going to move to New York and I'm expecting to be uncomfortable there. It's going to be a lot less nicer when it comes to living or housing wise. So, and I mean, I won't have as many friends there either. So I probably will be friendless for a bit. So it'll kind of motivate me to, well, I'm hoping it'll motivate me to just work harder too. So I'm hoping that will lead me to a way to get out of my 9-to-5 eventually. But yeah, that is a goal.
Yeah, I feel like in New York, you're probably going to form a lot of really useful connections. Maybe I'm not sure where the music industry is based, perhaps, but I'm pretty sure there's enough important, like, useful connections in New York. And there's always the badass Asian dudes group in New York that you can connect with. So
really,
yeah. I was out there last month. We had to get together in K-Town.
Okay.
A bunch of guys. It was good. Yeah, it's great. So this is why we're doing this thing and building this community.
Yeah. Wait, how many of you guys are here or are part of the whole badass Asian dudes group?
Yeah, we've got like 1,400 members now, and York meetup. I think the New York meetup is regularly between like 5 to 10 people each time. So
yeah, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's definitely been growing over this last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It's good to hear.
With your family and like going into your creative career here. How do you navigate that sort of resistance yourself? Like, do you feel not having the support from your family affects you or impacts you in any way?
It does. Not negatively. Honestly, I try to prove people wrong. So in a way, I guess it's kind of, I don't know, it sounds kind of bad to try and prove your parents wrong, and especially in the household. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't explicitly say that.
Yeah.
It's like a mindset of mine. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna try to prove you guys wrong and see if I can do this. Of course, I'm not gonna explicitly say it, because if it doesn't happen, then you know that's an embarrassment. But that it's a motivation for me to try and like show them like what I can do, you know.
Yeah. No, and that's cool to have that frame of mind, right? Because I can, you know, again, when we mentioned a lot of people could resonate with having a typical Asian family and you know, being very restrictive in how we want to live our life, that it can be very limiting, you know, to not pursue something like that. Because of those expectations, or because of, like, I know for me growing up, I had a lot of passion for writing and storytelling, and even some in filmmaking, but there was a combination of that inner voice within me, of course, that says like, oh, I'm probably not the great, you know, good enough. I'm not J.K. Rowling or something, you know. And at the same time, externally from, you know, parents are like, what are you going to do with a writing degree? Or what are you going to do? Like, you know, how are you going to make money that way? So I think it's also very common in just immigrant culture in general, where, you know, they come to America, they want to make sure we're safe and taken care of and stable. So that's something I kind of learned along the way, that they're just best looking out for us. But anyway, I say all that because I think there are people, you know, having that sort of restriction and be like, okay, so this is why I should just give up on that. So like, it sounds like you have that frame of mind to not take it that way and say, no, I could still do this, you know, and I do trust myself. I have confidence in myself. And even if I don't have the answers, I can figure it out along the way, you know? Mm-hmm. Was that something you always had, or how did you kind of like develop that, or, you know,
So you're asking like, is it still relating to my parents or just my confidence in trying to break that wall?
A little bit of both. Okay. Just like, you know, of course, like having, obviously there's not many Asians in the industry, you know, and there's not even there's just like, it is such a high bar to reach, to have a successful, especially music career, you know? So how do you navigate really like, you know, pursuing your passion and having confidence in that?
You know, it is tough, especially in the music industry, even nowadays, because everyone has access to everything. So everyone thinks they're an artist. Everyone thinks they can make music. It's just pretty simple, because everything is in technology and it's on your computer. So there's more artists or artists nowadays than before. But for me, I personally, in a more confident way, I do see a lot of, I know myself enough to know that I can do this. It's a very slow pace at the moment. Because I didn't realize till after college too, like during college and even before, I've just literally lived as a regular Asian guy, just trying to get through school and find a job and all that. But after that, even after college, as time went on, my mindset was like, you know, I want to not even just prove my parents wrong, but I want to prove like people around me wrong. I want to, that sounds bad to say, but I just want to be able to break the social norm or the general norm of Asians, I guess. Right. And especially nowadays, since the Asian people are being more publicized in even like negative ways, but also even positive ways, there's more opportunities, which is great. And I love it. And I want to like continue to just try to reach for that opportunity as well. So throughout the years, my mindset has changed, but my mindset's like, you know, I want to continue to see how far I can go with it. Even though I kind of, in a way, started late, I still see myself like pretty, I mean, it's not like I'm trying to be famous, but I want to just be able to do that as my full career and passion now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is your drive in music and dance? I'm just curious what your spark.
When I first like got into music, it just made me feel like good, and in a way some songs can be relatable, but because I'm also a dancer, it just made me want to like just vibe out and just like that is one thing. I'm a pretty like just straightforward guy, as in if it sounds good and you vibe to it, that's what it is. You got to have fun. You know, you got to, like, when it comes to dancing and music, I think the big important thing is you got to enjoy it and have fun with it. And that's what like music does for people. And I really like that concept of it, because it did that for me. And just hearing something like chords and melodies and like the beat, something about that just like hits me, you know. I'm just like, wow, man, that sound, the way he's saying that, the way the flow of everything, it's like I want to recreate, but also make it my way too, you know. So in a way, like, I want to make music and have people, you know, enjoy themselves, have fun with it. And that's why I want to make music. I mean, of course, like, also inspire them, but that's like my big thing. Like, I want people to just enjoy themselves. You know, there's too much negative energy everywhere. So I just want people to enjoy themselves. So that's like a main reason for me to do music too.
Awesome.
That's how, that's how I felt.
How do you get the inspiration for your songs? You said, I mean, you said just a little earlier that, you know, you hear a beat and be like, yo, I want to take that riff on my own. Or is it like you getting inspiration from your daily life or
Inspiration, literally, it can come at anywhere. Since, like I said, I was first inspired through R&B, so that is like my main. As in, like most of my songs are just like an R&B feel, fast paced, slow paced, any of those directions. But it could come from my experience in life, relationships, people I meet. Sometimes I hear stories from other people, or like my friends, I would listen to what they're going through and I would kind of like use that as like a an idea for me to, oh, maybe I could write about this. Maybe I could write about how, you know, he got hurt in his relationship, you know, and stuff like that. Not as much, but sometimes I would talk about like more life things, more. I have written about like just Asian culture, or even like people, just life things where you're just like wishing to go back to how things were, like things like that. But most of my songs are like love songs. so like inspiration, a lot of inspiration comes from other music, but also a lot of half of it would be from like personal living experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. Mm-hmm. I'm curious with the, like, you know, there's always something as that we talk about too on the show is just creativity in general, right? How do you, how do you come up with the creative ideas? How do you find these forms of expression, you know, mm-hmm. and especially in an authentic way? Do you feel that was something also that came natural to you? Like, I know like maybe there's a lot of listeners here that, especially Asians, that might not consider themselves very creative or, mm-hmm. you know, be able to, you know, come up with these ideas or be witty or whatever, mm-hmm. right? Whether or not you think creativity is an actual like art, mm-hmm. or creativity in your business and, you know, mm-hmm. and other parts of your life, right? So like, how do you like develop that creative muscle? Or was that something that you feel like was natural to you? What was that like for you?
So I'd say like at some point creativity can also come naturally, but for me, I did a lot of covers. I remade a lot of beats and of mainstream songs. And that really helped me to understand how a song was structured and how certain elements of the music was placed. So that I would say, like, if someone wants to be more creative, is to copy other people, but not steal, you know, don't steal their work, but copy and like use it as an inspiration and also as a way to figure out yourself. So for me, I've done a lot of covers where I just remade the whole song literally. And that helped me to not only practice how to make music, but also know like what sounds good in what way, whether singing or playing the instrument. So that really helped a lot. So using a lot of other people's music.
Yeah. No, it's cool too, because and I think is very applicable in all the other parts of life, right? And like in that we don't need to like have the genius idea like from scratch or from a spark of, you know, from a stroke of genius or whatever, mm-hmm. though that may happen to a lot of us, but it sounds like it is a muscle that you just build and really like build upon from others as well, mm-hmm. right? Like I've always heard of creativity as a connection of ideas, right? It's just like bringing multiple ideas into a unique one.
Definitely.
Yeah. So it sounds like, you know, for those who maybe don't consider themselves creative, it's like we are creative. It just means, you know, being able to practice that and like use other people's or be inspired by other people's work before like, you.
Like you hear a lot of songs nowadays. They're all inspired by old music, you know. I mean, so like that's like especially music, it passes on by generation. So a lot of things will be recycled, but also switched in a way to make it sound more modern too. So it's always I think a good musician or even just a creative is to know who, like the beginning first, somewhat beginning, but the previous creators, the previous people, being able to learn from them and will help you to figure out your own sound or creativeness. Yeah. So yeah, it's always going to be passed down. And that's what you got to know.
Yeah. Are there people who you consider like mentor figures growing up, or anyone else you looked up to?
Are you like personal mentors? Yeah. Or just,
either personal mentors or like people, or at least people you like looked up to when growing up that might not be personal.
Or maybe like artists that you were inspired from, or, you know.
Yeah, I can let you know like celebrities, artists, but I haven't. My personal mentor was YouTube, honestly. Like YouTube was YouTube was a big thing for me. It had everything, but no one really around my area I found that would go through a similar path that I'm going mm-hmm. through. So I didn't really have a mentor, but YouTube was a huge thing. I copied a lot of things from there, but but celebrity, like artist wise, one of my biggest inspirational singers, artists would be like Michael Jackson, Boyz II Men, Kanye West, Bruno Mars, Chris Brown. Those would probably be one of my tops. And I would listen to them. I would watch them. I would watch their concerts online and like try to learn like how they perform, how they interact and entertain. So yeah, I would look up to them a lot in general.
Well, tons of people learn things off YouTube.
Oh yeah,
YouTube yeah. University.
Yeah, and you mentioned you write a lot of like love songs, mm-hmm. Which is pretty common, of course, like worldwide. It's pretty universal.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
is our relationships has that been a big influence on your life or?
You know, I haven't been in a lot of like actual relationships. I've dated around and all that, but I've only been in one actual relationship. It was like a long time ago, early high school or something like that, I think. Maybe I might not even count it, but since then it's always just been like dating around, but never like official. But I would use that as inspiration to write certain type of love songs, even like heartbroken songs, things like that. But yeah, like personally, I haven't been in a lot of this just regular relationships, like official relationships, but using just what I've experienced through just being with girls or just dating, and even just being not even dating, but like maybe trying to pursue things like that would come mm-hmm. and form ideas for me.
Yeah. Well, that pursuit and is like a huge roller coaster of emotions. So. for a lot of people, like including myself, so
mm-hmm. we all can relate to that. I was curious when you mentioned earlier about your mentors and stuff, that like not having someone specific that you know you could really follow, and that's very similar to me too. And I think especially with maybe it's a generational thing, I'm not sure, but just because we have just access to so many people in general, right? Mm-hmm. And so much information. But I am curious though, when, you know, not having that, you know, someone to really relate to and have a path that you can like, you know, follow, does that feel like it's a hard, like a sort of uphill battle for you? Like not really having someone that you know you could, you know, like follow per se?
Yeah. It is harder, I would say. Well, I don't even know if it would technically be harder because I've never had a mentor. But because I haven't had a mentor, I would try to be motivated through friends that want to also pursue music. Like I've had a few friends that rapped and tried to like make music and all that at the same time when I started. So I would try to grab energy from them. But in a way, I think it also helped me to be a little bit more independent and try to figure things out. Because just me personally, as a person, I like to do things a lot by myself before asking for help or before asking for guidance or anything. Even like music, I ended up learning how to produce this was because I know how to play the guitar, piano, and drums. Not like crazy good, but like enough to make something. So using that, I would learn how to produce, and then I would learn how to sing. And there's no one else here that could help me to mix. So I'm learning how to mix and master these songs by myself, or even like learn how to make videos. So a lot of things like I try to learn by myself too. I do have people around me that know how to do that, but sometimes time is a big factor. So I think it's good to also know how to do a little bit of here and there, for me at least, if you want to go through this. But it helped me to learn all that. and that in a positive way. But I guess it would technically be harder with going through that route, you know?
I think there's many ways we can have mentors around in our life, and that sometimes they don't have to be like direct mentors either.
Right. Okay.
You know, we can like follow, you know, people from podcasts and, you know, or YouTube or whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of mentorship or indirect mentorship that does happen from that. I think kind of the thought behind the question for me, at least, was, you know, like, again, that sort of Asian representation, right? Like, sometimes like not having that representation makes it seem like, oh, maybe this isn't for me, right? Like, I think this is a pretty, you know, old thought now, because I know now, like, as in 2021, things are starting to really be a lot better than it was a decade ago, but still a lot of work to do. But yeah, in terms of like, because there's no people in music, you know, that look like me, you know, like, is this even for me? So it's cool that, I guess it sounds like, you know, you don't let that impact you as much. And it sounds like you have a lot of that like personal drive for it, and seek out like other mentors too, in a way that can help inspire you. So
in a way, I guess when it comes to like Asian representation, now that I think about it, it didn't affect me too much back then. I was really pushing myself to, you know, I want to get myself out there, because there's no one really, even like celebrity wise, they're, you know, K-pop, they're in Korea, right? But in America, like, there's really no one that really like actually made it. There might be a few like Far East Movement or like Jin. They've had their fame for a very short time, but in the beginning, it was, I really pushed myself to hoping myself to like go to break that wall. But nowadays, I realize it's tough. I realize it's hard as an Asian, and of course it's growing. Some people are breaking through, but it's definitely hard as an Asian, but it's definitely also still motivating for me to try, at least, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely inspiring to hear your story and to be able to, you know, pursue something like that, even when we have all the odds stacked against us. So very, very cool.
Cool. What's next for B Kim?
What's next?
Yeah.
You know, since my next move is to New York, I'm really hoping I could like find some connections there, find opportunities to perform if like COVID's not too bad, or if it gets better. I think once I get there, it might be a different mindset than I am here in Virginia. Just because I'm so comfortable here, I'm like expecting to be uncomfortable, but also at the same time, I don't know what to expect. So I'm going to try to just continue to make music. You know, I don't have anything coming up yet, but I'm going to try to make as much music as I can, try to find opportunities to perform, find connections. I'm like really pushing more now than before, just because it's kind of been a while too. It's been like four years since I've actually tried and pursued. So
yeah.
Yeah. hoping for the best.
And we're excited to be a part of your journey now, be a witness, but also support you through through your growth. I'm curious for one last thing for you to share with our audience, for maybe those who have felt like they, you know, haven't had the courage to pursue their creative passions or dreams or whatnot, or maybe want to break into the music industry themselves, or maybe have other like resistance and, you know, in their family or even in their mindset. What would you say to someone who feels kind of stuck in that?
It just proved them wrong. I'm just kidding. Man, nowadays it's a little bit different too. So it's like you have so many opportunities. So I would say go for it, but at the same time, don't find an easy way out. Because it's so easy to, well, in a way, people can get viral in a very simple video. So like people might aim for those, you know, they might not want to put in the work to actually be what they want to be as. But when it comes to music, I think really work on your craft. And if you really want to go for it, even with all the Asian norms and your parents saying all this and that, you have time. Like you have time. Just try it out. If it's for you, you'll know. If it's not for you, then you'll know too. So I would say just go for it, even though use a negative energy and make it a positive energy. So just go for it. Yeah. And then we'll see. Yeah. But also put in the work, you know? Put in the work. Don't go for the clout.
Awesome. Love that tip. Basically, there is no shortcut, right? And it does take the work there, but then also to have the self-awareness of what is working and what isn't, if this is for you, and if you have a true motivation for why you're pursuing that, not just for the clout. So love it. Michael, do you have any other questions?
Yeah.
Things you want to ask? Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. What kind of avenues are there nowadays for, you know, artists to promote their craft? You know, obviously there's Spotify, but
yeah.
So what kind of things are you trying out?
To actually promote, I mean, people right now, TikTok is blowing up. It's a lot of people use that as a way to promote and even to just like gain followers. Cause I still don't understand the algorithm for TikTok, but there's so many just, I guess, quote unquote famous or just people with a lot of followers on TikTok. So that's a big thing. People use Instagram. Instagram's been like here and there. But yeah, of course, like when it comes to streaming, there's Spotify, Apple Music, those top, probably the top two. But promotion wise, a lot of it would be from TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, maybe YouTube.
Podcasts.
podcasts too. Oh yeah. Podcasts too. There's blogs. That's something I come to know recently. Blogs, articles, things like that. That's what I can think of on the top of my head for now.
Yeah. Are there times where you thought you'd give up music or you felt like it was hard? And how'd you get through that and like determined to keep going?
Man, I don't think I really had a moment where I wanted to truly give up, but I did have a very unmotivating phase where I'm like, look, I put out music, but no one's listening. No one's giving me feedback. It seems like they don't care. I would think about that. I was like, it seems like people don't care, or maybe my music's just not good enough. But that was like trying to think how I overcame. And I guess I didn't really like truly overcame it. I just like, it just slowly gradually came to like, you know what, let's try it again. And I realized slowly, the more, as long as I keep putting out content, slowly people around me would know, oh, this guy's serious. I felt like this in the beginning where I did put out, like, I just put out a whole project and there wasn't much like response to it. No, not much engagement. So I'm like, wow, like, is this even good? But then now I'm slowly realizing like, the more I put out stuff, more quality, as like, at least it's good. People are realizing, oh, like, you're actually doing this. Like, you're continuing to go after this. And they're like, oh man, good job. They would give me some feedback. It would slowly build up. And I'm like, all right, maybe I can keep going, you know? Even though I don't have that many fans, my fans are, I guess, my friends and people around me around this area, but it's still like a little bit, it still gives me a good feeling to know that, oh, they're actually understanding my passion for this in a way. Like, they're understanding or they're seeing this a little bit more clearly. So yeah. Awesome. Yeah. I'm never like giving up though, honestly.
Awesome. Yes. So for our listeners out there, how can they find you?
So I got Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. They're all BB Brian Kim. So three B's. Yeah. In the name BB Brian Kim. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere music streaming, you can find me on B Kim, and that's B period KIM. Yeah.
Awesome. We'll put those in the show notes, and thank you again for coming on and for sharing your story. It's always amazing to connect with other badass Asian dudes who aren't just doing, you know, the typical career and, you know, so it's cool to hear the different mindset and how you've navigated the obstacles there. And thank you again for being an inspiration for us.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys for having me. It's very nice to meet you guys for the first time. And I honestly like it. I love what you guys are doing too. Just this whole concept of a badass Asian guy, Asian dude, you know, it's cool. Keep it up.
Yeah, that was another episode of Badass Asian Dudes with B Kim. Take a listen to his tracks on Spotify or Apple Music or wherever you listen to music. See you guys around.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to this episode with B Kim. I hope you enjoyed it, got a lot of value out of it. If you did, please consider sharing this episode with a brother you think would enjoy it as well. And don't forget to subscribe and follow and review us on whatever podcast streaming platform you're listening to right now. So with the Badass Asian Dudes community, we're also looking to set up more in-person meetups around the country. So right now we have a lot of people in the Bay Area, in SoCal, in New York, in Texas. So if you're interested in joining one of the local meetups, or if you're interested to host one of the meetups as well, we're looking for leaders around the country to host local meetups in different cities as well. So if you're interested to host one and partner with us to get this going, definitely hit us up on the Badass Asian Dudes Facebook group. Or you can message me personally on Facebook at Victor Ung or other of the mods as well. You can also find us on Badass Asian Dudes Official on Instagram and also email us at badassasiandudes@gmail.com. With that, thank you again so much for listening to this episode. I appreciate you as a loyal listener and as a fellow badass Asian dude. I'll catch you next time.